Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy that you're with us on this 26th day of August. It's going to be a heater today. Just be prepared for that. It's only going to get worse before the week is over. This is a bit of a somber day because it is the third anniversary of the Abbey Gate killings, the murders of 13 American service members in Afghanistan during that botched withdrawal by the Harris-Biden administration. So we will remember them today. And, of course, last week we talked a little bit about that and the fact that there are some fundraisers coming up for the Freedom 13. Mark Schmitz has been working on that. And these are things we need to think about today as we go into this election season. There's no doubt about it. That was probably, even Donald Trump had something on Truth Social about it 36 minutes ago. This is the anniversary of the botched Afghanistan withdrawal, the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. Gross incompetence, billions of dollars of military equipment left behind, hundreds of people wounded and dead, 13 dead American soldiers. Yeah, I hope people do remember that and remember the reason that it happened today on that anniversary. We're going to get to more on that coming up. We've got Hans von Spakovsky. There was a key ruling by the United States Supreme Court. This happened, I believe, we reported it on Friday, but there's still been talk about it this morning, specifically related to election proof that you are a United States citizen, because the attorney general, the governor, the other people down there in Arizona have been fighting this because they don't think you should have to prove who you are in order to vote, which just opens the system up for fraud. Huge decision down there. I don't know what kind of impact it will have on this election, but we are going to talk to our friend Hans von Spakovsky from Heritage coming up here at 6:20 on that. In fact, he wrote some of the election integrity stuff that's in this much maligned Project 2025 that the left is so worried about. And we'll talk to Hans about some of that for you here coming up shortly. We've also, a little later, we'll get to Jesse Jane Duff and Tom Ackerman. Carl Middleman, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Trump's going to do better than the polling shows.
I'm saying he underpolls, traditionally.
Means he's going to do better in the election because people are too ashamed to tell a pollster they're going to vote for.
I don't know.
Yeah, James Colville there with Bill Maher talking about how Trump never polls as well as his voters vote. So that's a good thing to know.
I think what RFK's endorsement really shows is that the Kennedy Democrats are actually more at home in the Republican Party of Donald Trump.
You know, I heard several people make that observation yesterday. I'm going to play another one for you coming up here in just a second.
In the states where I would have been a spoiler, I'm going to get out. So it's about 10 states.
Yeah, that's a big deal there with RFK. He's going to stay on the ballot in some of the states, though, which I thought was very interesting.
That's pretty remarkable that the Democratic Party has become so radical under Kamala Harris that a member of the Kennedy family has come out to endorse a Republican.
Yeah, I would imagine Teddy is rolling in his grave at that notification there, if he got that text notification. But here's the thing. Will there be a debate? We have a debate watch party set up for the 10th. Did you see the post on Truth Social this morning? Yesterday, Jonathan Carl of ABC News had his lunch handed to him, or his breakfast, however you want to look at it, by Tom Cotton. Tom, he was so obviously running interference for Kamala Harris in this interview that Tom Cotton served it up to him. And I'm going to play that for you because it's key to what Donald Trump put out on Truth Social regarding the debate, which is on ABC. And that's really the key here. Because, I mean, I thought that Tom Cotton did a fantastic job in this interview. But at the end of the day, I do not know why Donald Trump would tweet this out this morning. It really disappointed me a little bit. Go to cut number 16, please.
And President Trump is going to draw a sharp contrast with Kamala Harris, who has supported things like decriminalizing illegal immigration or giving taxpayer-funded health insurance to illegal aliens or taking away health insurance on the job for 170 million Americans, banning gas cars, confiscating firearms.
What do you mean taking away health insurance? What are you talking about?
She said when she ran for president that she wants to eliminate private health insurance on the job. Well, 170 million Americans, John.
Yeah, I mean that is not her position now. She knows.
How do you know that's not her medical position? How do you know that's not her position?
I mean, she says she no longer supports Medicare for all.
She has not said that. Okay. Maybe anonymous aides on a Friday night have said that, but the last thing that she said.
But this was not a radical convention. I mean,
like this was not a radical convention because they didn't say anything.
Well, she's not released any policies. The only thing she's really talked about relates to price gouging, or according to Kamala, price gauging.
Yeah,
and Mark Cuban, by the way, from Shark Tank. Well, I think of him from Shark Tank. I understand he's known for a lot more than that. He was defending that, by the way. That she's not talking about price control, and that you're misunderstanding it.
Of course she is. But which the guy pointed out on the Gordon Deal show this morning, surprisingly, pointed out what a bad idea that is. Listen to Senator Cotton, though. This went on a little further, and I thought he made a great point here, too. Carl, go to 17, please.
As you heard me go through with Bernie Sanders, she is not taking the positions of the far left of her party. She's clearly making an effort to move to the middle.
I did hear what you said to Senator Sanders, and I thought it was clear that he's very disappointed that she's taking these efforts not to change her positions, but to hide her positions. John, the American people are totally justified to conclude that Kamala Harris is a dangerous San Francisco liberal based on what she campaigned on the last time she ran for president and what this administration has done for the last 4 years. Again, you would have thought watching the Democratic convention last week that the Democrats are not in office, that they're not in power, that they're campaigning against an incumbent Republican, when in reality, she's been part of the failures of the Biden-Harris administration for 4 years. And when she campaigned for president in her own right, she did, in fact, promise things like decriminalizing illegal immigration and taking away health insurance.
But that's his position she's clearly changed on. And
she has
said she has changed. Yes, she has.
No, she has not. John, she has not said that.
Thank you. Why would Jonathan Carl say that? She has not given us a policy position recently on any of that. So all you can do is go back and look at what she was fervent about 4 years ago. Here's what Trump tweeted out. Last night, 5 hours ago, 9 hours ago, I watched ABC fake news this morning. Both lightweight reporter Jonathan Carl, ridiculous and biased interview with Tom Cotton and their so-called panel of Trump haters. And I ask, why would I do the debate against Kamala on that network? Will panelist Donna Brazil give the questions to the Marxist candidate like she did for Crooked Hillary? Will Kamala's best friend, who heads up ABC, do likewise? Where's George Stephanopoulos hanging out now? Will he be involved? They've got a lot of questions to answer. Why did Harris turn down Fox, NBC, CBS, and even CNN? Stay tuned. I don't know. Is he throwing in question whether he's going to show for the debate, or is he publicly negotiating for how he wants the debate to go down? That's what I guess is going on. All right, quick break here. Let's get to Hans von Spakovsky on the voter integrity ruling in Arizona when we come back.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the states where I would have been a spoiler, I'm going to get out. So it's about 10 states.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
And we've got Hans on the phone this morning from the, of course, from Heritage Foundation, senior legal analyst there. We appreciate him all the time. Hans, how are you?
I'm doing just fine in a very quiet Washington. You know, the town is still deserted because so many members of Congress are all home running for office.
It's true, and the president's on a beach somewhere, and nobody's seen the vice president. Who's running things is the question.
Well, that's been a question for the past year or so. Yeah, you know, I think this president has spent more time on the beach and on vacation than any prior president. And, you know, Kamala Harris, ever since she has asked for president, she refuses to hold a press conference. She refuses to say what her policies are. It's kind of bizarre.
You know, I watched the – I obviously am an observer of the media. For many years, I kind of felt like the Hill – newspaper played things fairly down the middle. Not anymore. In recent years, the more coverage I see of them, the harder left they've gone. Their headline in their article this morning is "Election deniers in key states are newly empowered in 2024." And you're quoted in this article, Hans. I wanted to ask you about that because, of course, they bring up Project 2025, which they're all convinced is the end of days for them. And I know what they're talking about. They're talking about this Supreme Court decision in Arizona. Could you explain to the people what happened in that case?
Arizona passed a law saying when you register to vote, you have to provide proof of citizenship. Doesn't that make sense? It certainly does to me. They only apply that requirement if you use a state-based voter registration form. They would like to apply it if you also use the federal voter registration form, but some years ago, the Supreme Court issued a very badly decided decision saying if you're using the federal form, the state can't do that, but it's okay if somebody's using the state form. And somebody sued over that, and the Ninth Circuit and the courts of appeals out there said, well, basically, the lower court said, well, we're not going to follow what the Supreme Court said previously. You can't even require proof of citizenship when it comes to state-based registration. And
wow.
Supreme Court just said, nope, it's okay to do that.
Wow. Well, so they came to you and asked for your thoughts on this because, of course, they think it's going on in Georgia and there are all these different decisions where it's going to allow election deniers give them more power. So, in other words, they don't even want anybody to be able to question the outcome of any election. Am I hearing that correctly?
You are. And in fact, let me tell you what the Georgia case was about. In Georgia, there's a law that says that if there is a discrepancy in a polling place between the number of votes cast and the number of people who checked in, it's got to be investigated. That's what the law says. So the State Board of Elections adopted a rule to say, well, how you do that, how you conduct that investigation. The left went berserk over that. Can you imagine having to try to figure out why 1,000 voters showed up, but 1,100 votes were cast? Why you shouldn't investigate that? You shouldn't look at that. That was the opposition. That was the rule that they're saying, oh, that constitutes election interference. Trying to figure out why there was a mistake like that.
They're upset that you have to show ID and prove citizenship to vote, yet just to get into the DNC, you had to show an ID, a photo
yeah.
ID.
Yeah, no, that's right. Or in fact, you know, the Justice Department of the Biden administration has made a big deal about how voter ID is a terrible thing. If you want to get into the Justice Department building in Washington to talk to Merrick Garland about that, guess what you have to show? A government-issued photo
that's,
ID.
That's amazing. You know, Hans, maybe they should give you Secret Service protection because the Hill newspaper here has outed you as the author of Project 2025's Federal Election Oversight section, and the Democrats clearly don't appreciate that very much.
Well, yeah, that's, oh my gosh, what a secret that was since my name was on that chapter. Woo!
No. Hans, you're the best, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, we'll talk to you soon. Wow. These people on the left are Looney Tunes about this Project 2025 thing. It's just silly. Silliness is what it is if you've read it. There's really nothing evil in there. Just conservative values is all it is. Coming up, we're going to get to Nicole Murray. We'll get you a check of business this morning. We'll be right back.
Are you aware of what happened when the Rams left St. Louis? It's not as if they did this thing and they said, listen, it's been great in St. Louis, but we want to make more money, so we're going to move to L.A.
Yeah. That is a hometown girl named Michelle Smallman. I did not know Michelle. Carl knew her.
I know
her. Apparently,
well,
she worked in town for a while before she hit the big time at ESPN Radio. And she's on a podcast. And this guy called in and challenged her on why she has abandoned the Rams as her NFL team. He challenged her on that. And she chewed him a new one and made one of the best analogies to shut somebody up on the radio that I've ever heard. And I'm going to play it for you coming up because it's something you need to hear. Mm-hmm. The guy was speechless. He really didn't know what to say. I know that's every woman's dream, making a man speechless. But, yeah, it was pretty funny.
It's good. I mean,
good for her.
I'm not a Rams fan.
Oh,
why would you be? If anything, I've converted to be a Chief. Not like I'm some huge Chiefs fan, but if anything, I would be a Chiefs fan.
I still love my memories of the Rams, the greatest show on turf, all that stuff. Kurt Warner, love that team. But I am done with the Rams because I know what they did. I know what they did here. They were buying property in L.A. while they were still lying to the people here that there was a chance they might stay. They'd already bought homes in L.A. When we're spending $100 million to research the possibility of a new stadium in downtown just to appease them. I mean, it was rotten what Kroenke got away with. So anyway, I don't blame her, but I'll play that for you coming up. Right now, let's get to Nicole, please. Nicole Murray, how are you?
Good morning. I am bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I got sleep this weekend.
Wow. Glad to hear that. That's a good thing.
What about you guys? What have I missed?
Yeah, I don't know. Kim and her husband are working on a house that they're updating, and I don't think she got a lot of sleep this weekend.
No, I'm physically sore. Not from working out, but just working on the house.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we're on opposite sides. You're the grouch this morning. I'm the chipper friend.
She's been complaining a little bit. Yeah, this is true.
The end is near, though. True. It'll be worth it.
Oh, how much more time you think you
got? Well, hopefully another couple weeks. We've been working on the house for just over 2 months, flipping it.
Whew. I heard doing that while living in the home is a nightmare.
And thankfully we're not. Otherwise, that would be a nightmare.
Well, good luck.
A lot more
Thank
trouble.
You.
Yeah, what's going on out there?
Okay, so futures are slightly higher after the Fed signaled rate cuts are imminent. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 462, the NASDAQ up 258, and the S&P 500 up 63. Oil prices have elevated this morning as tensions have escalated between Israel and Hezbollah in the Middle East. West Texas Intermediate was up 0.75%, while Brent crude rose more than 0.6%. Boeing has announced its Starliner capsule will return from the International Space Station without NASA astronauts on board. The spacecraft's safety has been questioned due to thruster failures and helium leaks. SpaceX will bring back both astronauts in February of next year. Walmart has recalled nearly 10,000 cases of apple juice sold in more than 25 states because levels of inorganic arsenic have been detected. The FDA says the recall applies to Great Value brand apple juice manufactured by Refresco Beverages Incorporated. The agency gave the recall a more urgent classification Friday after making its original announcement August 15th. Meta Platforms has canceled plans for a premium mixed reality headset intended to compete with Apple's Vision Pro. The axed device was scheduled for release in 2027. Still, CEO Mark Zuckerberg remains optimistic about the future of augmented and virtual reality technologies. The company still has an existing line of Quest headsets on the market, which includes the Quest 2 and the Quest 3. Deadpool and Wolverine reclaimed first place at the North American box office in its fifth weekend with $18.3 million. Its cumulative international earnings now sit at over $1.2 billion. Alien Romulus came in second with $16.2 million. Disney's Inside Out raked in an additional $2.1 million. And finally, a proposed rule from the Federal Trade Commission aims to crack down on junk fees at restaurants. The National Restaurant Association said 15% of business owners added surcharges or fees to checks because of high costs last year. Restaurant operators say the fees keep their menu prices lower, improve employee compensation, and are better for customers.
Junk fees, huh?
If you're going to add junk fees versus adding it to the menu prices, aren't we still kind of paying the
well,
same
I mean, somewhere? Yeah, just be honest about it. I mean, as long as they're honest about it. Like, some of them charge you extra for, like, I've been in situations where they charge you extra for using a credit card, right? Because they want you to eat the 2 or 3% for them.
Some of them, do they? I know some restaurants, specifically in different states, I think like New York, will not split the bill. Like, if you're going with a group of friends, do some of them charge extra to do that as well? And you probably know this, Nicole.
I've never experienced being charged extra for splitting the bill, but I've seen, like, there was a story that went viral last week. Someone got charged for a cup of ice. People have gotten charged, like, if you get extra ranch or extra condiments, they're starting to charge for things like that. For me, just work it into the price of the menu item. I'll be happier versus if I see a charge for a cup of ice.
It.
Yeah.
So you want them to hide it and deceive you. Is that what you're saying?
Well, if you put it into the menu prices, it feels a little bit more honest versus if you get a menu thing and it's $10.99, but then you got $2.99 here, $3.99 here. It's like it's almost like surprise added costs.
I'll just bring my own ranch bottle, shove it in my purse, and then I'm not going to have to pay your stupid $1.50 or whatever it is for extra ranch.
Oh, man. And now she's not going to be allowed in any local restaurant.
That is fine.
Be like Hillary Clinton carrying hot sauce around in your purse. Right?
I wouldn't be above that. Give me some sriracha.
Just in case they don't have any. All right. Nicole, thank you.
Thanks so much,
guys. Yeah, we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Carl, she mentioned that Deadpool Wolverine was top of the box office again this weekend, right?
It is.
I still haven't seen it. I intend to. But we did play a promo earlier for that Reagan movie that's coming out. Have you had a chance to preview that?
No, Mark, they are not screening it for critics.
Comes out, what, this Friday?
30th, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
It is from a very small studio.
I think it's going to do really well.
I do, too.
I do, too. I'm stunned that they wouldn't have decided to do a preview of it. I mean, I've seen where Dennis Quaid and some others have kind of complained that there's kind of been an effort to
suppress them.
Suppress or throttle the promos for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But we're running them. I don't know who's, I don't know where, that had to come from the producer, right, of the film? So they're running promos around the country. So that's good.
If I knew who to contact, I would, because I've never heard of the studio that's releasing it. If I knew who to contact, I could probably get a screener for it.
Wow.
For you.
Yeah, I would love to have seen it.
Or just wait till Friday.
I'll go to the theater and see it so I can pay money in.
You can pay $14 for your ticket and $5 for a bag of popcorn and $6 for a box of candy.
You just want me to bring popcorn in. That's
Carl.
You know everybody puts the popcorn in their, the candy in their purse and carries it in.
No, never would I do that, Mark. Come on. Never.
Everybody does that. A lot of people do it. None that I know, but I'm just saying.
I've heard rumors that people
do that at movie theaters.
Friends, acquaintances, have done that.
Well, they
same.
Might not carry the kind of candy you want at that particular theater. So
or you might get it for 75% cheaper at the gas station a block away.
But they have full bars.
It's like buying a bag of peanuts when you're going into the Cardinal game, right? It's cheaper.
I should just bring I should cook a hot dog and bring it into Busch Stadium.
Fish.
They did that. I told you, the Predators in Nashville, this guy used to bring a fish to the Nashville Predators game, the hockey team, and he would throw it on the ice, and he would go to great lengths to conceal it. He started like saran wrapping it and shoving it in his pants so that people wouldn't see it or, I guess, smell it.
Well, he stole it from Detroit.
Oh, what's the thing?
They throw aqua.
Are you aware of what happened when the Rams left St. Louis? It's not as if they did this thing and they said, listen, it's been great in St. Louis, but we want to make more money, so we're going to move to L.A.
Yeah. That is a hometown girl named Michelle Smallman. I did not know Michelle. Carl knew her.
I know
her.
Apparently,
she worked in town for a while before she hit the big time at ESPN Radio, and she's on a podcast. And this guy called in and challenged her on why she has abandoned the Rams as her NFL team. He challenged her on that, and she chewed him a new one. and made one of the best analogies to shut somebody up on the radio that I've ever heard. And I'm going to play it for you coming up because it's something you need to hear. Mm-hmm. The guy was speechless. He really didn't know what to say. I know that's every woman's dream, making a man speechless. But, yeah, it was pretty funny.
That's good. I mean,
good for her.
I'm not a Rams fan.
Oh,
why would you be? If anything, I've converted to be a Chiefs. Not like I'm some huge Chiefs fan, but if anything, I would be a Chiefs fan.
I still love my memories of the Rams, the greatest show on turf, all that stuff. Kurt Warner, love that
Kurt
team.
Days.
But I am done with the Rams because I know what they did. I know what they did here. They were buying property in L.A. while they were still lying to the people here that there was a chance they might stay. They'd already bought homes in L.A. When we're spending $100 million to research the possibility of a new stadium in downtown just to appease them. I mean, it was rotten what Kroenke got away with. So anyway, I don't blame her, but I'll play that for you coming up. Right now, let's get to Nicole. Please. Nicole Murray, how are you?
Good morning. I am bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Well, I got sleep this weekend.
Wow. So. Glad to hear that. That's a good thing.
What about you guys? What have I missed?
Yeah, I don't know. Kim and her husband are working on a house that they're updating, and I don't think she got a lot of sleep this weekend.
No, I'm physically sore. Not from working out, but just working on the house.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we're on opposite sides. You're the grouch this morning. I'm the chipper friend.
She's been complaining a little bit. Yeah, this is true.
The end is near, though. True. It'll be worth it.
Oh, how much more time you think you
well,
got?
Well, hopefully another couple weeks. We've been working on the house for just over 2 months, flipping it.
Whew. I heard doing that while living in the home is a nightmare.
And thankfully we're not. Otherwise, would be a nightmare.
Well, good luck.
A lot more
Thank
trouble.
You.
Yeah, what's going on out there?
Okay, so futures are slightly higher after the Fed signaled rate cuts are imminent. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 462, the NASDAQ up 258, and the S&P 500 up 63. Oil prices have elevated this morning as tensions have escalated between Israel and Hezbollah in the Middle East. West Texas Intermediate was up 0.75 percentage point, while Brent crude rose more than 0.6%. Boeing has announced its Starliner capsule will return from the International Space Station without NASA astronauts on board. The spacecraft's safety has been questioned due to thruster failures and helium leaks. SpaceX will bring back both astronauts in February of next year. Walmart has recalled nearly 10,000 cases of apple juice sold in more than 25 states because levels of inorganic arsenic have been detected. The FDA says the recall applies to Great Value brand apple juice manufactured by Refresco Beverages Incorporated. The agency gave the recall a more urgent classification Friday after making its original announcement August 15th. Meta Platforms has canceled plans for a premium mixed reality headset intended to compete with Apple's Vision Pro. The axed device was scheduled for release in 2027. Still, CEO Mark Zuckerberg remains optimistic about the future of augmented and virtual reality technologies. The company still has an existing line of Quest headsets on the market, which includes the Quest 2 and the Quest 3. Deadpool and Wolverine reclaimed first place at the North American box office in its fifth weekend with $18.3 million. Its cumulative international earnings now sit at over $1.2 billion. Alien Romulus came in second with $16.2 million. Disney's Inside Out raked in an additional $2.1 million. And finally, a proposed rule from the Federal Trade Commission aims to crack down on junk fees at restaurants. The National Restaurant Association said 15% of business owners added surcharges or fees to checks because of high costs last year. Restaurant operators say the fees keep their menu prices lower, improve employee compensation, and are better for customers.
Junk fees, huh?
If you're going to add junk fees versus adding it to the menu prices, aren't we still kind of paying the
well,
same
I mean,
somewhere?
Yeah, just be honest about it. I mean, as long as they're honest about it. Like, some of them charge you extra for, like, I've been in situations where they charge you extra for using a credit card, right? Because they want you to eat the 2 or 3% for them.
Some of them, I know some restaurants, specifically in different states, I think like New York, will not split the bill. Like, if you're going with a group of friends... Do some of them charge extra to do that as well? And you probably know this, Nicole.
I've never experienced being charged extra for splitting the bill, but I've seen, like, there was a story that went viral last week. Someone got charged for a cup of ice. People have gotten charged, like, if you get extra ranch or extra condiments, they're starting to charge for things like that. For me, just work it into the price of the menu item. I'll be happier versus if I see a charge for a cup of ice.
Yeah.
So that's
ridiculous. You want them to hide it and deceive you. Is that what you're saying?
Well, if you put it into the menu prices, it feels a little bit more honest versus if you get a menu thing and it's $10.99, but then you got $2.99 here, $3.99 here. It's like, it's almost like surprise added costs.
I'll just bring my own ranch bottle, shove it in my purse, and then I'm not going to pay your stupid $1.50 or whatever it is for extra ranch.
Oh, man. And now she's not going to be allowed in any local restaurant.
That is fine.
Be like Hillary Clinton carrying hot sauce around in your purse. Right?
I wouldn't be above that. Give me some sriracha.
Just in case they don't have any. All right. Nicole, thank you.
Thanks so much,
guys. Yeah, we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Carl, she mentioned that Deadpool Wolverine was top of the box office again this weekend, right?
It is.
I still haven't seen it. I intend to. But we did play a promo earlier for that Reagan movie that's coming out. Have you had a chance to preview that?
No, Mark, they're not screening it for critics.
Comes out, what, this Friday? Friday.
30th, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
It is from a very small studio.
I think it's going to do really well.
I do, too.
I do, too. I'm stunned that they wouldn't have decided to do a preview of it. I mean, I've seen where Dennis Quaid and some others have kind of complained that there's kind of been an effort to
suppress them.
Suppress or throttle the promos for the movie. But we're running them. I don't know who's, I don't know where, that had to come from the producer, right, of the film. So they're running promos around the country. So that's good.
If I knew who to contact, I would, because I've never heard of the studio that's releasing it. If I knew who to contact, I could probably get a screener for it.
Wow.
For you.
Yeah, I would I would love to have seen it.
Or just wait till Friday.
I'll go to the theater and see it so I can pay money in.
You can pay $14 for your ticket and $5 for a bag of popcorn and $6 for a box of candy.
You just want me to bring popcorn in. That's
Carl. You know everybody puts the popcorn in their, I mean, the candy in their purse and carries it in.
No, never would I do that. Mark, come on. Never.
Everybody does that. I mean, a lot of people do it. None that I know, but I'm just
saying. I've heard rumors that people
do that at movie theaters.
Friends, acquaintances, you know, have done that.
Well, they might not carry the kind of candy you want at that particular theater. So,
or you might get it for 75% cheaper at the gas station a block away.
But they have full bars.
It's like buying a bag of peanuts when you're going into the Cardinal game, right? It's cheaper.
I should just bring I should cook a hot dog and bring it into Busch Stadium.
Fish.
They did that. I told you, the Predators in Nashville, this guy used to bring a fish to the Nashville Predators game, the hockey team, and he would throw it on the ice, and he would go to great lengths to conceal it. He started like saran wrapping it and shoving it in his pants so that people wouldn't see it or, I guess, smell it.
Well, he stole that from Detroit.
Oh, what's the thing?
They throw octopi on the...
What a great word, the plural of octopus.
Mm-hmm.
He threw multiple octopi.
It's a thing in Detroit. They throw it because it used to take 8 wins to win the Stanley Cup. And so they threw. But now it takes 16 wins to win the Stanley Cup.
True. True. All right. Quick break here. We're going to be back with in other news coming up here in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
According to multiple reports, a fourth season of Ted Lasso might be in the works at Apple TV Plus.
Yes.
It looks like Warner Brothers Television has renewed the contracts for star Hannah Waddingham, Brett Goldstein, and Jeremy Swift, indicating plans to bring them back for another season. This was reported by a lot of people. Hollywood Reporter, Deadline, Variety, and The Wrap have all put on this. Although season 4 hasn't been officially confirmed, the report suggests Warner Brothers Television will soon approach the show's other main cast members to negotiate new deals, with Jason Sudeikis, who is believed to be involved as an executive producer, may already be on board.
Everybody except Jamie Tart.
Really?
Because he's on a show on Amazon right now.
Okay.
But everybody else is game.
But wasn't he... Is he the one that ended up with... Kaylee?
No, Kylie? Nobody ended up with Kaylee.
Oh, I can't remember.
It was a bromance at the end.
Are you both caught up with that show?
Yeah. Watch it till the end. It was excellent.
Never seen an episode.
I think I got through one episode.
And you don't have to like soccer to watch it. It's not really about soccer. It's just a hilarious show.
I've heard that.
And I learned some things about soccer watching it, actually.
I should have given it more, because with any show, you have to watch more than one episode. You're not going to be hooked because you don't know the characters.
I'm with you. I got Apple Plus. I just never watched it.
Yeah.
I apologize about this next story and what I'm about to say. U.S. Border Patrol agent in New York has been accused of ordering women to expose their, we'll go with boobies. Falsely claiming it was part of his official duties. According to the press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office from the Northern District of New York, the agent, Shane Millen, has been charged with unwillfully depriving four different victims of their constitutional right to be free from unreasonable searches. He was arrested last Thursday for alleged instruction these women to expose their bare chest to him via a web camera while processing their applications to enter the United States.
Via a web camera?
Oh my gosh, interviewing
them on the internet and tells them to do that if they want to get...
Please take a
Oh my God.
We're going to have to check this out before we let you in.
I don't know where the women are from, but I would assume their English is not so great, so they're probably already confused. Right. And where some guy is saying, oh, flash me. That's going to get you in. Got to search. Via webcam.
Thank God they caught him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Subway is making a compromise with its fans by offering a volume meal deal for all the foot-long sandwiches. We kind of talked about this last week. Although sandwiches won't be the famous $5, they also won't be as high as $14, which has the price in some markets. Starting August 26, Subway is pricing all their footlongs at $6.99. This move aligns Subway with some of the other fast food chains that are trying to reduce their costs, which are also looking to give consumers a break. The offer will only be available, though, through Subway's app or on their website using the code 699FL and will run only through September 8th. So
2 weeks.
I guess it's a compromise.
They can't run that. Remember $5 foot long, $6.99 foot long. $6.99. That doesn't have the same ring to it.
It just doesn't have the same ring.
But you're a talented singer.
Thank you, Sue.
Yeah.
I mean, only one ear is bleeding, not both.
Did you use that on your kid?
What?
Only that one line. Ear.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Cost of living has risen significantly in recent years, and so has the amount of money Americans consider necessary to be deemed wealthy. This is according to a new survey from Charles Schwab. Americans now believe it takes an average net worth of $2.5 million to be considered rich. That's up 14% from last year's $2.2 million. For many, this seems to be out of reach, especially given the median net worth of U.S. households was $193,000 in 2022, according to the Federal Reserve Survey of Consumer Finances.
Yep.
So you're only rich if you got $2
million. Newsflash, I'm not.
Yeah, but on the bright side, Sue, like Powerball or something's $500 million right now, right?
Oh, no, that's Mega Millions.
Oh, Mega Millions.
But Sue doesn't
got
care.
Wrong.
I know.
That's why I said it, Carl, because she doesn't care. Because she could buy a ticket, but she won't.
That is correct.
She's saving her $2.
That's right.
All right, so let's talk ethics. There is a thing going on TikTok right now where there's a user who posted a post about someone showing up to their dinner reservation 22 minutes early. See, they told them that, say, the time was at 7:30, but the reservation was really at 8. So have you ever done this before? Have you ever had somebody in your life that you have to tell them you got to be
an
here
hour early?
Yeah, at least.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And now people are saying, is this ethical to lie to this person?
If they're always late.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, if you're a business that's doing that, I mean, let's say you're a restaurant and you're always telling your customers their reservations at 7:30, but it's actually at 7:45 or 8, that would be irritating.
Right. This is more about people like...
Just if it's like a friend gathering, that makes total sense if you know the person has a habit of it.
Right. Like, I have somebody in my family, won't name names, they are always late. So, like, say for Thanksgiving, my mom will say, be there at 2, knowing full well we're going to eat at 3.
Yeah.
You know?
Because we have to, because they are not
going to be there on time.
Don't be that person.
Do not be that person.
Don't be that person.
A recent YouGov survey asked 1,000 American adults about the acceptability of 20 restaurant behaviors. These are the top 10 bad diner behaviors according to the survey. One is saying that they won't pay for a dish after they didn't like it and ate most of it.
Agreed.
Allow their children to roam freely.
Ugh.
Debate menu prices with the staff. Stay past the restaurant's closing time.
They're not negotiable. You're not, you're not in a flea market.
I'll give you $2 for this.
Yes. In what world is that acceptable?
This steak is only worth $7. That's what I'll be paying for.
Right. Okay, bye.
Staying past when the restaurant's open.
Oh.
How does that work? Maybe at a bar.
You come in at 2 minutes before it closes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just, that's rude.
All right. Coming up, we'll talk more about the historic RFK decision.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
According to multiple reports, a fourth season of Ted Lasso might be in the works at Apple TV Plus.
Yes.
It looks like Warner Brothers Television has renewed the contracts for star Hannah Waddingham, Brett Goldstein, and Jeremy Swift, indicating plans to bring them back for another season. This was reported by a lot of people. Hollywood Reporter, Deadline, Variety, and The Wrap have all put on this. Although season four hasn't been officially confirmed, the report suggests Warner Brothers Television will soon approach the show's other main cast members to negotiate new deals, with Jason Sudeikis, who is believed to be involved as an executive producer, may already be on board.
Everybody except Jamie Tart.
Really?
Because he's on a show on Amazon right now.
Okay.
But everybody else is game.
But wasn't he, is he the one that ended up with Kaylee?
No, nobody ended up with Kaylee.
Oh, I can't remember.
It was romance at the end.
Are you both caught up with that show?
Yeah. Watch it till the end. It was excellent.
Never seen an episode.
I think I got through one episode.
You don't have to like soccer to watch it.
It's not really about soccer.
It's just a hilarious show.
I've heard that.
And I learned some things about soccer watching it, actually.
I should have given it more, because with any show, you have to watch more than one episode. You're not going to be hooked because you don't know the characters and,
I'm with you. I needed to get it. I got Apple Plus. I just never watched it.
Yeah.
I apologize about this next story and what I'm about to say. U.S. Border Patrol agent in New York has been accused of ordering women to expose their, we'll go with boobies. Falsely claiming it was part of his official duties. According to the press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office from the Northern District of New York, the agent, Shane Millen, has been charged with unwillfully depriving four different victims of their constitutional right to be free from unreasonable searches. He was arrested last Thursday for alleged instruction these women to expose their bare chest to him via a web camera while processing their applications to enter the United States.
Via a web camera?
Oh my gosh, interviewing
them on the internet and tells them to do that if they want to get...
Please take a
job. Oh my God.
We're going to have to check this out before we let you in.
I don't know where the women are from, but I would assume their English is not so great, so they're probably already confused. And where some guy is saying, oh, flash me, that's going to get you in. Got to search. Via webcam.
Thank God they caught him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Subway is making a compromise with its fans by offering a value meal deal for all the foot-long sandwiches. We kind of talked about this last week. Although sandwiches won't be the famous $5, they also won't be as high as $14, which has the price in some markets. Starting August 26, Subway is pricing all their footlongs at $6.99. This move aligns Subway with some of the other fast food chains that are trying to reduce their costs, which are also looking to give consumers a break. The offer will only be available, though, through Subway's app or on their website using the code 699FL and will run only through September 8th. So
2 weeks.
I guess it's a compromise.
They can't run that. Remember $5 foot long, $6.99 really foot long. $6.99. That doesn't have the same ring to it.
It just doesn't have the same ring.
But you're a talented singer.
Thank you, Sue.
Yeah.
I mean, only one ear is bleeding, not both.
Did you use that on your kid?
What?
Only that one line. Ear.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
A cost of living has risen significantly in recent years, and so has the amount of money Americans consider necessary to be deemed wealthy. This is according to a new survey from Charles Schwab. Americans now believe it takes an average net worth of $2.5 million to be considered rich. That's up 14% from last year's $2.2 million. For many, this seems to be out of reach, especially given the median net worth of U.S. households was $193,000 in 2022, according to the Federal Reserve Survey of Consumer Finances.
Yep.
So you're only rich if you got $2
million. Newsflash, I'm not.
Yeah, but on the bright side, Sue, like Powerball or something's $500 million right now, right? Oh,
no, that's Mega Millions.
Oh, Mega Millions. Sorry.
But Sue doesn't
got
care.
Wrong.
I know.
That's why I said it, Carl, because she doesn't care. Because she could buy a ticket, but she won't.
That is correct.
She's saving her $2.
That's right.
All right, so let's talk ethics. There is a thing going on TikTok right now where there's a user who posted a post about someone showing up to their dinner reservation 22 minutes early. See, they told them that, say, the time was at 7:30, but the reservation was really at 8. So have you ever done this before? Have you ever had somebody in your life that you have to tell them you got to be
an
here
hour early?
Yeah, at least.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And now people are saying, is this ethical to lie to this person?
If they're always late.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, if you're a business that's doing that, I mean, let's say you're a restaurant and you're always telling your customers their reservations at 7:30, but it's actually at 7:45 or 8, that would be irritating.
Right. This is more about people like...
Just if it's like a friend gathering, that makes total sense if you know the person has a habit of it.
Right. Like, I have somebody in my family, won't name names, they are always late. So, like, say for Thanksgiving, my mom will say, be there at 2, knowing full well we're going to eat at 3.
Yeah.
You know?
Get some buffer.
Because we have
yeah.
to, because they are
some
not going to be there on time.
Don't be that person.
Don't be that person. A recent YouGov survey asked 1,000 American adults about the acceptability of 20 restaurant behaviors. These are the top 10 bad diner behaviors, according to the survey. One is saying that they won't pay for a dish after they didn't like it and ate most of it.
Agreed.
Allow their children to roam freely.
Ugh.
Debate menu prices with the staff. Stay past the restaurant's closing time.
They're not negotiable. You're not flea market.
I'll give you $2 for this.
Yes. In what world is that acceptable?
This steak is only worth $7. That's what I'll be paying for.
Right. Okay, bye.
Staying past when the restaurant's open.
Oh.
How does that work? Maybe at a bar.
You come in two minutes before it closes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's rude.
All right. Coming up, we'll talk more about the historic RFK decision.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.